authority. Authority is the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. And the power to influence others, especially because of one's commanding manner or one's recognized knowledge about something. Authority is a valuable asset, sought after, fought for, and easily abused if one is not careful, or if one relies on one's own counsel only. David was given authority by God. We just heard it in the Hebrew Bible reading. God told David, "You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler." David was given authority, first by God, and then by the elders of Israel when they anointed him king over Israel. First thing to notice, David had been given authority a long time ago, but he didn't act on it immediately. Not like Joseph, remember? Joseph had that dream that his brothers were going to bow down to him, and he went and he told his brothers, and he threw it in his face, and they threw him in a pit. Now, David waited. David waited until his authority was recognized on two levels. First by God, and then those over whom he would rule. He already proved he was worthy. He had earned the right to exercise authority. David had been exerting power for a long time, and not just because of his position, but due to his wisdom, his reliance on God, and his on-the-job training. I bet some of you have had experience with a person who used their authority without proving themselves. Because I said so, that's why. Second thing to notice, David's life and that of his kingdom both flourished because he didn't abuse his authority. His actions were predicated on what was in God's plan. And David became more and more powerful because the Lord God was with him. David used his authority to please God. Do you have authority? Okay. Do you have authority? Yes. Who gave it to you? Or have you assumed it because of your position? Some of us have a tendency to do that, you know, because we're a dad. Therefore, your children will obey you. That works until they're about 6 years old. I am the husband, therefore the wife must obey me. If that has worked for anybody, please come and talk to me, okay? Even with our animals. I got two cats. I do not have authority over them at all. You know, that's a cat thing. And I tell you something else. I have learned it, so I don't try and make them obey me. It's a waste of both of our times. Another question. How do you use your authority? When my son, Eric William, was 17 years old, he had been asking and begging to have his ear pierced. Well, I wasn't totally in favor of that, you know. I wasn't in favor of a 17-year-old boy getting his ear pierced. Now, I will grant you, this was decades ago. Decades ago. And so I finally said, okay, I'll take you to the mall and we'll get your ear pierced. He was 17 years, like 350 days old. So I drove him over to the mall, and he jumped out of the car, and I said, "Wait a minute, son." And he said, no, I know where I'm going. I know what I have." And I said, "Do you have money?" "Yes, I've got money. Yes, I'm fine. I'll go." And so he says, "I'll find you." I said, "Well, if you need me, I'm going to go to Macy's." And he said, "I don't need you. Bye." And so he ran off to go get his ear pierced. About 40 minutes later, here he comes marching up the aisle at Macy's and says, "Where have you been? I have been looking everywhere for you." I said, "Well, son, I told you I was going to be here shopping at Macy's." "Why?" "I need your permission. I'm not 18 years old and they won't let me do it by myself. I need to have you sign a permission for me." I said, "Yes! I'm still the mom." He did get his ear pierced, but only because I signed the permission slip. I exercised my authority. Let's take a look at Yeshua and his 12 disciples. Yeshua, I'm going to take a quick break. I told you last week that my mother named me Minnie, and I didn't like that name. That's fine. But my father, Yazzie Monroe, is a traditional medicine man and a road man. A road man means that he can officiate in a Native American church. A Native American church is peyote. But he told me that when he was 3 or 5 years old, they came and got him in a white police wagon and put him in the back of the police wagon, and they took him away to boarding school. And they named him after President Monroe. He does not remember his birth name. He cries. He cries when he tells me that Yazzie Monroe is not his real name. He doesn't remember his real name. He doesn't remember his mama calling him by his real name. Mary, the mother of Jesus, would have called him Yeshua. So I call him Yeshua. Just a side note. So Yeshua gave his 12 disciples authority over evil spirits, over unclean spirits. And when Yeshua gave these guys the authority, he was pretty specific in his instructions. A staff, no bread, no bag, no money, no cell phone, sandals, and one piece of clothing. No distractions, just concentrate on doing your job. In a perfect world, when one is given authority, it comes with explicit instructions, expectations, goals, boundaries, and it is then the job of the disciples to use their power to achieve the desired outcome. More disciples. You have been given authority. Need proof? How many of you have a driver's license? You have authority, don't you? That authority to operate a motor vehicle was given to you probably, I'm just guessing, probably by the state of New Mexico. And it came with a lot of instructions, you know? And I have to remind my husband many times about some of those instructions. It says 70 miles an hour. Don't change lanes in the middle of an intersection. The car came with turn signals for a reason. You know, we sometimes forget some of those instructions. But they, especially with the driver's license, it was really pretty clear. My mission director at Four Corners is Frank Hanegarney. Frank Hanegarney is half Navajo and half Biligana. His mother was not Navajo. And he's real tall. I mean, he is tall for a Navajo. He's got to be like 6'2". And he's 86 years old. I have learned so much from Mr. H. Because I get ready to leave the office and he says, "Who's going to be in control while you're gone?" I said, "Does anybody need to be in control?" And he says, "Yeah, somebody needs to be in control." I said, "Okay, you're in control." He says, "What can I do?" I said, "Well, if you have a decision to be made, you can make a decision." "About what?" Money? "Okay. Do I have a limit?" $500. You know, reach in the air and grab something out. But he always made sure that he knew exactly where he stood when it came to having the authority, what he had authority over, who he had authority over, all of those boundaries, so that when I left the office, I knew what was going to be taken care of. You know? Authority. Authority comes with good instructions, good boundaries. And we do have authority. We have authority over time. We have authority over money. How we spend our time, how we spend our money. Are you faithful in exercising your authority in regards to time and money? Yeshua gave authority. Do you give authority? How do you give authority? We give authority in many ways. Anytime you ask somebody to do a job, you are giving somebody authority. My granddaughter Riley came, and they were visiting, and I had a new iPad. And she said, "Oh, shimmy." They call us shimmy and a hosteen. In Navajo, my mother's mother is called Shimasani. So I am her mother's mother. They call me Shimasani. They just call me Shimmy. They call Craig Hosteen, which is old man. So, but Riley came up and said, "Shimmy, can I play with your iPad?" I said, "Sure." And so she was just playing with it. Well, something happened outside, and so she just threw it down and ran out the door. And she came back in, and I said, "Riley, you know, you just left that iPad lying around. Anybody could have stepped on it or what?" And her mama looked at me, and she said, "Wait." She said, "Did you tell Riley what to do with the iPad?" "No." She says, if you want her to take care of it in a specific way, you have to tell her." "Okay, Mom." Yeah, we give power to others, but do we do it with clear instructions and expectations? Yeshua wanted his disciples to tell everybody the good news. He wanted them to lead others to repent, to live a life serving God and showing God's love to everyone. They followed the instructions, lived up to Yeshua's expectations, and cast out many demons and cured many illnesses. My challenge for you today is to use the authority you have been given to show God's love to others, just as Yeshua's disciples did. Amen.